This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fox News reporting about Governor DeSantis really working hard to eliminate property taxes for us who own property here in the state of Florida.
Nice.
And this is a piece from Kristen Altus, Fox Business. On the surface, not paying property taxes may sound nice. However, real estate experts in Florida seem to be at odds over the issue. Governor DeSantis recently doubled down on completely eliminating property taxes, a move that would crown Florida as the only U.S. region with no state income or property tax and live up to its free state moniker. We'd have to have open carry and other things.
But yeah, detailed. So.
While many may view lower taxes as an attractive play, there could be unintended consequences.
Why?
I don't see how this could possibly hurt anybody that's going to vote to pass it. But again, it's going to come down to exactly what gets affected, because I know that the money does need to be replaced somehow, somewhere, by someone. That comes from continuing company of President Phil Gutman, as told to Fox News Digital. He said, "I'm a native Floridian, and I believe that we've created an environment which is among the best in the entire country as far as the balance of business-friendly and lifestyle, and it's imperative that we maintain that advantage that we have." Again, that was this came from the president and CEO of Sotheby's, Premier Sotheby's International Realty, Budge Husky. But at the same time, it has to be responsible. It has to be based on real numbers. Lawmakers are reportedly evaluating a number of changes to the state's housing structure, including a $500,000 homestead exemption, and that would be a maximum $1 million for seniors, capping property tax assessment increases at 15%, and eliminating property taxes altogether. So they're still looking at all these different variations. And property taxes effectively require homeowners to pay rent to the government, is what DeSantis said in the original press release, and it is true. I mean, property ownership was really a big deal at the founding of our nation. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of property was actually considered as being sort of our mission statement because it was so different than, say, well, for instance, the Europeans. I mean, you were born into, you know, the caste system that you were going to live within.
And you were stuck with it, pretty
much. And and if, you know, daddy was a sharecropper working someone else's land, that was going to be your future. There was no rising above it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that made America so great and the land of opportunity. So it really does, like, you never really own your home. People burn their mortgages and have big celebrations when they pay that off. And that of course, that is a great milestone.
Sure.
But they're still paying and paying and paying. And if they don't, somebody else could own that property over a period of time.
Well, as we've talked, I guess we think about it more, you know, as you get to a certain age, you do think about it more. Even if you did have it paid off, you're right, in your retirement years, which I won't. But if you would, that's going to save a lot of money. And especially, again, if you have at that point maybe a more limited income with retirement and you're, again, even if it's paid off, you've still got that burden that's there. I get that. That's a little frustrating.
Well, and for most retired people, they're on a fixed income. They're not going to get a raise per se, anything, not anything substantial.
Mm-hmm.
And but property taxes can continue to go up, and they do.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if you're talking even, you know, again, in this area, several thousand dollars a year. I mean, you do the math on that. It's a few hundred bucks a month that you wouldn't have to try to earn or not spend someplace else.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the governor's working on this.
Yeah.
Constitutional protections for Florida homeowners require approval of the voters in 2026. In the meantime, Floridians need relief. This is the governor. I am today proposing a plan that will result on an average of $1,000 rebate checks for each homestead as a discount on their property taxes. If the legislature acts on this plan now, we can get it done this year.
That would be a start. I'd love a happy grand in my pocket or
now,
to pay for something.
Yeah, DeSantis' office pitched the proposal back in March and has since vetoed a study on property taxes that evaluates how local governments use tax revenues and what happens if they are reduced. Now, somebody that we've spoken to often is a Congressman Greg Stube.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he supports the veto on Mornings with Maria Tuesday. He was on her show, as it would reveal what we already know. In other words, you don't need to spend money. He said, it's been annoying me paying those property taxes since I bought a home. So for me, obviously, it sounded great, and it sounds great. I followed it closely. I know there's still a lot of detail left in what he's proposing. I have gotten calls, a lot of questions from clients, potential buyers. This is coming from Gutman. And he says, so for me, I very much welcome it. It's not going to be easy peasy either way.
Because it does have to come from somewhere.
Right.
I mean, so it's nice not having the state income tax and personal property tax that I paid, you know, back in Missouri years ago.
So you paid a personal property tax. How is that assessed?
Anything with it? Well, basically anything that's got a title, trailer, motorcycle, cars, it's a percentage of value, and they reevaluate that every year. But it would always come due, like, was it December 31st or was it January 31st? I guess maybe January 31st. Right when you've got all your taxes of other things due and you're paying for
Christmas.
Trying
to pay for Christmas.
Then you've got this bill. Oh, maybe it was several hundred dollars on top of whatever else you've got just for owning those things that have a title or an axle or that sort of thing.
It's got an axle. They're going to tax you on it.
Oh, yeah.
But you already pay taxes when you bought it. You paid sales tax. And
That's a transaction tax, Bob. That's a different one.
But you also pay for a, let's say, a tag, a license plate, a registration. Isn't that also a fee that would be?
No, that's just operated on the road legally.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's, how many times can they stack on another tax? Oop, I shouldn't say that out loud.
Yeah, don't make it a challenge.
No, that was not a suggestion. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.